It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
So this past week, we had a ton of teams release their 2026 high school football schedules. We're going to delve into some of those. The ones that I don't get to this week, again, another jam-packed show. That's it has been like literally for a month and a half, every single week, I'm trying to cram so much into this show. And I'm going to be honest, the only reason that it happens is because I'm so good at this. As much info that comes our way the last month and a half, the sheer fact that I'm able to squeeze everything that I'm able to squeeze into this show is simply Jason Bishop because of how good I am. So we're gonna talk about several of these schedules, and we'll go from there. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Oh, and by Companions for Heroes. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. So it is Super Bowl week. I understand that. But you know, if you follow this show, I mean, we'll talk about the Super Bowl, at some point in the show. But you know, I'm a high school football guy. So, I mean, that's kind of what we're going to do. Royal Rumble coming up too. I'm also a wrestling guy. So I'm going to try just to put a finger just to touch the Royal Rumble before we get off the air. That's big-time business for the WWE. We're going to kick the show off by previewing the Camden County Wildcats 2026 schedule. Year one for Tucker Pruitt at Camden, and so they released their schedule last week. No scrimmage games as of this point have been announced for the Camden County Wildcats, but they do have, you know, the schedule that matters announced. So we will do that. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I like this schedule better than the schedule that they have had, the last 5 or 6 years. And I'll get into why in just a moment. And you can probably just listen for those folks that follow high school football like I do. You'll hear what this schedule is, non-region especially, and you'll say, okay, I get it. There are some things I don't like, but I like this a lot better than what the schedule had been being. August the 21st, Camden County will take the short trip, about 30 miles or so, up I-95, and they will go to Glynn County Stadium between the bricks to play the Brunswick High Pirates. A lot of question marks around quarterback for Brunswick High. Same with Camden. A lot of question marks around the quarterback position. Will Jackson has transferred out of Camden, back down to Florida. So, you know, there will be a brand new quarterback under center for the Wildcats in a brand new system. So August 21st, they'll head to Brunswick to play the Pirates. On August the 28th, their home opener at the friendly confines of Chris Gilman Stadium in Kingsland, and they will host the Glynn Academy Red Terriers. Let me tell you something about Glynn. They're going to be sneaky good. They're not going to get a lot of hype in the offseason, but when all is said and done, they're going to compete for a region championship. They are a very good football team, and they don't have question marks around quarterback. They have had the same quarterback starting since he was a freshman. He is now moving into his junior season, Max Noonan. Very talented kid, can throw the ball and run the football. Look for a big-time season from Max Noonan, the Glynn Academy Red Terriers. this will be a very interesting game for the Camden County Wildcats because I do think that Glenn will test them. I think both Brunswick and Glenn will test them. The following week, September the 4th, Camden goes back on the road, and they will head up to Savannah to play the Benedictine Cadets. That is a big-time game. Two premier programs in the state of Georgia. Benedictine, of course, perennial powerhouse. That game's going to be at home for Benedictine. So a great measuring stick game for the Camden County Wildcats. And I'll get into wins and losses here in a minute. I'll give you what I think they're going to do, the best case scenario for them. And, you know, if the wheels fall off, what happens? September 11th, they will play Godby. Don't know a lot about Godby, but, you know, that game will be at Chris Gilman. The next week, they'll play Ed White, another team from out of state, again, at Chris Gilman. And then on September the 25th, they will close their Florida section and play Wes Broward again at Chris Gilman Stadium. So they're going to have 1, 2, 3 straight home games, and then they will go into a bye on October the 2nd before they get into region play, and they will hit the road, truck over to Valdosta to the Concrete Palace to play the Lowndes County Vikings. That's October 9th. October 16th, they will be at Chris Gilman, and they will welcome Richmond Hill. Remember, Richmond Hill knocked them off last year, and that loss really hurt them and essentially ended any chance they had of getting into the playoffs under the old top four seeds get in. This year's different, remember. It's going to be power rankings. You know, you could essentially have 5 or 6 teams from the same region get in. And in some regions, you may only have 1 or possibly 2. Just kind of depends. On October the 23rd, Camden will truck back over to Valdosta, this time to play the Valdosta Wildcats. That's at Bazemore Hyder. And then October 30th, they will close their season at home against Colquitt. And November the 6th technically is a regular season date, but the Camden County Wildcats have elected to take a bye in, I guess, well, that makes sense to me, actually. Like, if you're assuming that Camden's going to make the playoffs, you take a bye before the playoffs and get ready. So I get it. All right, so I think they're going to have a pretty solid year. I do think that the schedule is tougher than what it has been, especially in the non-region part. And again, what interests me here is these three games against the non-Florida teams, because the power rankings do not look favorably on out-of-state games, especially if you lose one of them. So the thing is, with this new system, if you schedule an out-of-state team, you had better win that game, because if you lose it, it is drastically going to hurt. And Camden's got 3 of those on the schedule. So a little bit of danger zone. The Camden County Wildcats living on the edge with these Florida teams. If you drop one of those games, you might be in trouble as far as making the playoffs. And I think in Camden's situation, that would actually prove true. If you dropped one of those Florida games, it might be tough for you to get into the playoffs with the way the rankings are set up. So I've got them going 6-4. I've got them winning their first two against Brunswick and Glenn. I don't know that they'll get the game on the road at Benedictine. I do think that Camden probably depth-wise has an advantage over Benedictine. But again, BC is one of the premier programs. So starting 22, you know, I don't know. Maybe that favors BC. Not sure. We'll see. I've got them beating Ed White, Godby, and Wes Broward, their Florida portion of that schedule. I've got them beating all of them, which would bring them to the bye at 5-1, getting ready to go into region play. At Camden, the thing is that you, against the other big three, Valdosta, Colquitt, and Lowndes, you cannot go 0-3 very much against them. Maybe a year, but you can't do it consistently, and it's going to be tough. A new system, all of these programs, Colquitt, Lowndes, and Valdosta right now are humming, so it's going to be a tough road. So Camden will go to the Concrete Palace to play Lowndes. I've got them losing that game. They'll return home to play Richmond Hill. I think Richmond Hill's much improved, but I will go with Camden to get that W against Richmond Hill, and that game, that Richmond Hill-Camden game, may determine which one of those teams get into the playoffs and which ones don't, according to what the power rankings will come back as. Valdosta, they'll head to Valdosta on the road. I don't think they get that game. And then I also think they lose the home closer against Colquitt. So I've got them at 6-4. And, yeah, I've got them going 0-3 against the Big Three here in year one of Tucker Pruitt. I don't think that's going to be the consistent case with Pruitt, but we'll see. And who knows? You know, we don't really know a whole lot about what Pruitt's going to bring, the quarterback situation. I'm just going off things that I think I know. I think best case, though, right? I've got them going 6-4. Best case, I think that there's a real scenario here where they go 8-2. They get the BC game, and then they win one more of those region games. They win one of the games against the Big Three, which would take them to 8-2. So if that happens, I think that's feasible. Worst case scenario is the dang wheels fall off and they win three games. The only three they get are against the Florida part of their schedule. They lose Glenn, Brunswick, and to BC, and then they get swept in the region. That's a 3-7 year. That's if every possible thing that could go wrong goes wrong for the Camden County Wildcats. 6-4, and then we'll see what the rankings say to them.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Camden County Wildcats released their 2026 football schedule last week, and this is what it looks like. Camden will open up on the road at Glenn County Stadium, taking on the Brunswick High Pirates on August the 21st. The Wildcats will also travel to Benedictin, Lowndes, and Valdosta. Camden will host Glenn Academy, Godby, Ed White, West Broward, Richmond Hill, and Colquitt. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897 and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
I do think that a 6-4 start for Tucker Pruitt and the Camden County Wildcats would be, I'm not going to say terrible, but I would think that most folks would hope for a 7-3, you know, minimum, a 7-3 start, which would, you know, include one of the wins over a win over one of the big boys in the region, the big three, Valdosta, Colquitt, or Lowndes. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and Companions for Heroes. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. For life. In the spirit of Royal Rumble Week. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 off Exit 29 off I-95, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. So Dodge County, they do, unlike Camden, they do have their scrimmage games lined up. They will go to Wilcox, and then they will host Toombs County for their two preseason scrimmages. So two really tough scrimmage games for Dodge. So, and I like that, right? Because that's what you need. And their schedule is not easy. They do have a tough schedule. I'm not going to say it's brutal, but it's tough. They'll open on the road at Lamar County. The following week, they will then host West Lawrence. They will host Fitzgerald on the road to Dooley, at home against Vidalia, back on the road at East Lawrence. They get Bleckley at home. And then the last few weeks are pretty tough. At Dublin, at home against Swainsboro, and then on the road against Ace Charter. So I've got them beating Lamar 1-0. I think they go down to West Lawrence 1-1. Fitzgerald, I've got them beating 2-1 now. And then at Dooley, I think they get that game 3-1. I think they get the Vidalia game at home. That puts them at 4-1. At East Lawrence, 5-1. Versus Bleckley at home, 6-1. On the road at Dublin, man, that's tough. I think Dublin holds on there. 6-2 now for Dodge. And then Swainsboro, I know they get them at home, but I'll give Swainsboro the win there too. 6-3, and then I think they get the final game against Ace Charter. So I'm picking Dodge to go 7-3 is what I see them doing. Now, best case scenario, I think Dodge is capable of beating every single team on their schedule. I don't look at this schedule and say there's no chance that they have against any of these teams. I think Dodge has a chance to win a legitimate chance to win every single game on their schedule. So with me saying that, best case scenario is a 10-0 season for Dodge County, and I do think that is feasible. I don't think this is I don't think that's a stretch. I don't think I'm making a reach there. I think 10-0 is feasible. Again, their schedule is tough. Now, with that being said, their schedule being tough, I do see a scenario where if things don't go right, there's a possibility here for a 4-6 season. That's worst case scenario, in my opinion, 4-6. I think the four games that you really feel good about, those middle four, Dooley, Vidalia, East Lawrence, and Bleckley. I think you feel, if you're a Dodge County fan, I think you feel pretty good about winning those four games. Now, outside of that, Lamar, West Lawrence, Dublin, Swainsboro, Ace Charter, who knows? But I'm picking them to go 7-3. I certainly can see a case where they go 10-0. I think it's feasible. And then I can also see a scenario where they go 4-6, only getting the wins against Dooley, Vidalia, East Lawrence, and Bleckley. You look at it, Lamar, tough. West Lawrence, tough. Fitzgerald, tough. Dublin, tough. Swainsboro, tough. Ace Charter, tough. So, you know, there it is. You got that middle four, right? So I guess that's what, game 4, 5, 6, and 7. You feel pretty good about Dodge's chances of winning those games. Weeks 1, 2, and 3, Lamar, West Lawrence, Fitzgerald, tough. And then the last three, Dublin, Swainsboro, Ace Charter, also tough. 7-3, if that's what they, that's, again, that's what I'm picking them to do. 7-3, with what the rankings are going to do, I think is by far easy enough to get in. Worst case at 4-6, I don't think there is a snowball's chance at 4-6 that Dodge County finds their way into the playoffs, especially with the losses to basically every good team on their schedule. So, or at least, you know, really good team on their schedule. So 4-6, I don't think gets them in. 7-3, yeah, let's put them in at 7-3. They get in, they earn their way in. There's no putting anybody in with these rankings. At least, I don't think so.
Friends, I'm Johnny Wynn alongside my partner Robert Solomon and our maintenance coordinator Alexa Zunivan. Don't let your AC system strike out this summer. Hit a home run and let our boys of summer maintain your system. A properly maintained AC system can operate as smoothly as a 6-4-3 double play. So call Alexa today at 912-638-5778 to schedule your preventative maintenance. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adoboqueensmenufy.com. Takeout or dine-in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Guys, Valentine's Day is almost here. This is the one you cannot mess up. Make it a special day by getting over to Cunningham Jewelers and having their friendly staff help you find that perfect Valentine's Day gift, no matter your budget. You gave her your heart once, now give her your heart to wear every day. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
I guess we'll just go ahead and talk some Super Bowl, try and squeeze in a segment here. So telling you the truth, right? Like for most folks, that live in the southeast part of the United States, most folks, this may not apply to you, and that's okay. Most folks that are football fans in this part of the state are huge college football fans. A lot of us are high school football fans, and I think a smaller percentage of us are NFL fans. Sure, you know, you'll follow the Falcons, and for those folks that live in southeast Georgia, they'll follow the Jags and the Falcons. But if I'm telling you the truth about Jason Bishop, I kind of passively keep an eye on the NFL. I'm more focused on college football. I'll keep an eye on what's going on. I don't really follow it too much. And then when we get in the playoffs, I start paying a little bit more attention. And then as the playoffs progress, sure, I start following it a little bit, I guess, better. So, you know, I'm just telling you the truth about the habits of Jason, the sports habits of and fanhood of Jason Bishop. And that's what it is. I like the NFL. When I was a kid, a teenager, I was a 49er fan. Not Joe Montana's 49ers, Steve Young's 49ers. So like during the Dallas era, that is who I rooted for. And that is when my NFL fandom was at its peak, is when the 49ers were very good. Jerry Rice, Steve Young, and on and on and on. Terrell Owens, J.J. Stokes. I could do this all day. So that is where my NFL fandom lies. And I still like the 49ers, I guess, passively. But I have become, because of where I'm located geographically, for those folks that don't know, like, you know, I live on St. Simon. So down this way, there are a lot of Jaguar fans. More so, you know, down this way than the rest of the state. You get into Brunswick and St. Simon's and Kingsland and St. Mary's and over into Charlton, Folkestone. There are a ton of Jags fans on this side of the state line. So, the NFL is just not something I pay attention to. Well, it's not that I don't pay attention to. I don't get as excited about it as I do high school football and college football. And to be honest with you, this Super Bowl for me, it feels, if I'm telling you the truth, it feels a little flat. It does. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Companions for Heroes. Football season is here, and we at Jessup Furniture are going long. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, this Super Bowl just feels a little flat to me. I felt like I always gauge a successful championship game or series by the ratings and what the ratings would be, and thus from a television executive's perspective, because ratings, viewership is money. And so the better stories, the better teams that you have playing for your championship, the higher the viewership, the higher the ratings, the more you can charge for advertising dollars, thus the more money you make. That's from a television perspective. And this just doesn't feel big time to me. It just feels flat. I felt like of all of the teams that could have made the playoffs, if you're a television executive, by far the one team that you wanted more than anybody would have been the Buffalo Bills. I know, small market, I get it. But then there's that story there. There's the Josh Allen thing, who hasn't won a Super Bowl but has brought Buffalo to the cusp so many times, and they've been so good since he's been there. And then you rewind the clock all the way back to the late 80s, early 90s, when they went 0-4 in four consecutive Super Bowls and only really got close once. Missed field goal at the end of the game against the Giants in whatever Super Bowl that was. They didn't get close against the two times against Dallas, and they got manhandled by the Redskins. So there's, you know, there is this, there's that. There is that. That is what the television executives were hoping for. They wanted the Buffalo story. And from the NFC, you know, you look at the Rams, they probably would have loved to have the star power of Matthew Stafford, all the crazy numbers he put up this year. Or maybe just the prestige of the brand, the San Francisco 49ers, and all the success they've had. But Seattle from the NFC. And I get the Patriots dynasty, and there is a little bit of a story there. And both, there are stories on both sides. Sam Darnold for Seattle, cast off by the Jets. Nobody wants him. Goes to Carolina. They boot him off. He goes to Minnesota and plays well, and they still say, eh, we don't think you can do it again. And so here he is in Seattle doing it again. So there is that story. And if you're the media, from the television perspective, the ratings perspective, trying to get TV viewership, you got to play that up a lot. Because other than the Sam Darnold story with Seattle, there's not much to look at. And then on the other side, it's Drake May. The Patriots getting it right on the quarterback position. And he's going to a Super Bowl before Lamar Jackson, before Josh Allen, before your premier quarterbacks that you thought would have been there by now and haven't. By the way, Sam Darnold is from that same draft. From that same draft where you saw Mahomes and Allen and Lamar Jackson all taken. Sam Darnold was a part of that too. He makes the Super Bowl before those two as well, Allen and Jackson. The Patriots, to me, are just so boring. That game in the snow was fantastic. You couldn't do anything at the end of the game. And that's basically why Seattle, or not Seattle, but New England advanced, is just because the snow, they had the lead late, and you couldn't kick a field goal. You couldn't throw the dang ball. You couldn't run the ball. It was just nothing. You couldn't do anything. And they had the lead when the snow came. Thus, they're in the Super Bowl. So the over-under on this game is 45.5. You know, probably take the over, 45.5. Yeah, take the over here. That's a 23-23 game, right? So 23-23 game, you take the over. The line on the game, interestingly enough, Seattle, currently, the line could change between now and Super Bowl time, but currently Seattle's a 4.5-point favorite. I think you take the points here because I'm not going to be stunned if New England wins the dang thing. I'm rooting for the Seahawks. I think I'm rooting for the Seahawks because I would like to see Sam Darnold, with everything he's been through, win a Super Bowl and be able to throw it in the face of all of those franchises that said you can't play starting quarterback in the NFL, and now he's going to have a ring. So I guess I'm rooting for Seattle. They're favored, 4.5 points. Over under 45.5. Take the over, take the points on this game. Pick Seattle straight up. Right, 4.5. Can Seattle win by 4.5? That's the question. Yeah, they can win by 5 points. You're talking 31-26. They cover. 31-26, they cover. 21-16, they cover. It might not do any favors for the over-under, but 21-16, they cover. 4.5 point line. Definitely take the Seahawks here. It's not a bad bet the other way. 4.5 for the Patriots. I mean, that's not a bad bet either. But I think Seattle's going to win the game. I think Seattle's going to win the game. I think. We'll see. But again, the television executives, and I feel it too, it just feels flat. Television executives probably would have loved Buffalo and San Francisco. That to me would have been, oh man, that is big time Super Bowl stuff. The Buffalo story and the San Francisco 49ers and the brand that is the Niners. That's gold. That is television gold. Not to be. We got Seattle and New England.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. high-quality work, and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates!
The new year is upon us. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection of men's and women's apparel. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFCO, On Running, and your exclusive dealer of Back 70 for men and women. Need a suit or tuxedo for a spring wedding or event? They have you covered. Second generation, locally owned, and your destination for apparel and shoes since 1994. In the Harris Teeter Shopping Center, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-thru at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light. Monday through Saturday, both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Yeah, we're about to start the road to WrestleMania, so I'm going to touch on this stuff. I'm not going to spend a ton. I'm a wrestling guy, but I'm not going to spend a ton of time. But I do want to just throw out some ideas that I would love to see, and I actually think are going to happen, or maybe mostly what I think is going to happen. There's one that I'm just kind of like, man, I would love to see it, but I don't know. I don't know. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, by the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Companions for Heroes. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at CompanionsForHeroes.org. All right, so the final four in the Men's Royal Rumble. I'm going to go Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Bron Breakker, and Gunther, I think, is there as well. I also think there's a chance for LA Knight to be in there. It's going to be interesting to see what the WWE does with LA Knight. He's been injured for a while. He's been out off TV. You can probably pretty well expect him to make his coming back at the Royal Rumble. They have never, you know, LA Knight, extremely over. Fans love him. And the WWE has not yet pulled the trigger on him. He has never won the big one, right? The big championship. He's had some championship matches, but they haven't put him over. I think the last one we saw, maybe Seth Rollins or Roman. He wrestled Roman for the championship it's been a few years ago now. I don't know that they pull the trigger on LA Knight. I do think you see him come back. I'm going to stick with my original Final Four that I just told you. I do think that they're going to pull the trigger on LA Knight, but I think that he wins Money in the Bank. I think he wins Money in the Bank and then at some point cashes in the briefcase to win his first WWE major championship. I think. I don't see him winning the Royal Rumble. I'm going to pick Gunther to win the men's Royal Rumble. I think that you will also see Chris Jericho come back to the WWE. He's in his like mid to late 50s now. That's crazy to think that Chris Jericho's that old. But I do think you will see him come back to the WWE. A lot of rumors swirling that he has left AEW and will be re-signing with the WWE for how long, I have no idea. Can't be too long. I mean, gosh, he's, like I said, he's pushing 60. So on the women's side, I think that Bianca Belair returns, and I think Bianca Belair is one of the final four. I think they're gonna pull something on us right now. Stephanie Vaquer is one of your champions, and I think she's got a match with Roxanne Perez at the Royal Rumble. I think what they're gonna do, and I love it if they do it. I think they're gonna have not Roxanne Perez. The other one, the big stocky one, whatever her name is, it'll come to me later. The best friend to Liv Morgan. I think she defeats Stephanie Vaquer. She becomes WWE Women's Champion or whatever the official title is. And I think you've got Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Io Sky, and probably Becky Lynch just for star power. I think those are your final four. And I think Liv Morgan wins it. And then you've got her best friend who is champion, and she gets to choose, and I think she chooses her, and that's your WrestleMania is those two. That would be amazing, I think. I also think that some possible returns, and I guess, gosh, I left out Rhea Ripley in the Final Four. I don't think she wins it, but, you know, I think she's late. Maybe not the Final Four, possibly, but anyway. I think there's a chance that you might see Dr. Britt Baker debut here at the Royal Rumble. She hasn't been on AEW television since like 2021 or 2022, something crazy like that. And from all sources that I've read, she doesn't want to continue with them. So I don't know what her contract status is, but if it's up, boy, the WWE would swoop her up, and that would be a huge coup and a huge moment for the Royal Rumble if she debuts in the Women's Royal Rumble. That would be amazing. Okay. I got to move on, and now I got to squeeze because I did the Royal Rumble longer than I wanted to do. I like wrestling, so it is what it is. Colquitt is one of those teams that also gave you their 2026 schedule last week. So on August the 21st, this is brutal. I mean, this thing right here is nuts. On August the 21st, they open against Thomas County Central on the road. August the 28th, they're at home against Monroe. September 4th, at home against Cook. September 11th, they're at home against Lee. September 18th, they're at home against Lincoln from Florida. September 25th, they get a bye. October 2, they play James Rickards from Florida. And then October 9th, region play begins for them at Richmond Hill. October 16th, they will host Valdosta. October 30th, they'll go to Camden. And November 6th, they will go to Lowndes. All right, so I'm going to walk you through this. August 21st at Thomas County Central, I'm going to pick TCC to beat them. I think Thomas County Central beats Colquitt week one, 0-1 to start. Then I think they get the game at home against Monroe, 1-1. I think they get the home game against Cook, 2-1. I think they beat Lee. That's going to be tough, but I think they beat Lee. So now we're 3-1. And then you get Lincoln from Florida, 4-1. You get into your bye at 4-1. James Rickards from Florida, I think they get that at 5-1. So they're 5-1 going into region play. At Richmond Hill, I think they get that game 6-1. I think they go to Valdosta and lose 6-2. I think they go to Camden and win 7-2. And then I think they beat Lowndes in the final week of the season at home. You can flip a coin for that game, to be honest with you, but I'm giving it to Colquitt because they're at home. So I've got Colquitt finishing 8-2. On the season. I have no idea whether or not that's good enough. One loss in the region, and that would be to Valdosta. So I guess I'm picking Valdosta to win the region, and I'm picking Colquitt to finish second. So I'm picking, again, 8-2. best case for them, they beat Thomas County Central and they beat Valdosta and they finished 10-0. And I think that's realistic. A 10-0 finish for Colquitt, very, very, very doable. Worst case is 4-6. Worst case is they lose to Lee, they lose to Thomas County Central, and then they lose to Richmond Hill, Valdosta, Camden, and Lowndes. Those are the six losses that I can see them taking. I don't think they go 4-6, and to be honest with you, I think 4-6, honestly, is a stretch, but we're talking worst-case scenario, and I think that's worst-case scenario for Colquitt. 4-6, and for the Packers, that does not, I would assume, according you know what these rankings are going to be, 4-6, I don't think that gets them into the playoffs. And again, they better beat those Florida teams because that is the dagger of death. If you lose to an out-of-state opponent with the way the rankings are set up with this new system, you lose to an out-of-state opponent, it is death dagger. You better win those out-of-state games if you're going to schedule them. So 8-2 is what I'm picking Colquitt to do. Best case, undefeated season. Worst, 4-6. 8-2, easy road into the playoffs.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simon's Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
So I'm going to jump into the Appling County situation, their schedule, new coach, and I'll squeeze that into a segment. Again, I'm just trying to squeeze things in. They only give me an hour to do this show, so you know there's a lot that I have to get to. The last, like I said, the first segment, the last like two and a half months, it's been ridiculously tough to get everything in. And for the most part, I've done it, and I've been very proud of that. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Companions for Heroes. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state, Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. All right, so as most of you know, Tucker Pruitt spent 1 year at Appling. He was at Fitzgerald before then and pretty much built the Fitzgerald program into a perennial state power. He leaves Fitzgerald, takes the Appling job because they fired their coach who was using an ineligible player when Appling, I believe, had like a Final Four run. So Appling had to forfeit all those games. They fired the coach, and they hired Tucker Pruitt from Fitzgerald to take over. You know, Appling's a pretty good program. I mean, top of the line, perennial power in the state. Tucker Pruitt spends 1 year at Appling before he takes the Camden County job. So he moves on, and now Appling is looking to hire their third coach in 2 years. And they have hired John David Sellers, who was the quarterback coach at Lowndes. So John David Sellers leaves Valdosta, now heads to Baxley, and will be the head man for the Appling County Pirates. Their schedule, their two scrimmage games at Jeff Davis, and then they will be at home against Brunswick, Battle of the Pirates, in a scrimmage game. I do know that there was some talk about doing that game between Brunswick and Appling in the regular season. I guess they decided to do it in the preseason. Nonetheless, Appling travels well, so does Brunswick. So when the Appling goes to Jeff Davis, it'd be a good gate. When Brunswick goes to Baxley, it'd be a good gate for the Pirates, the Appling County Pirates. On August the 28th, the regular season kicks off, and Appling is on the road at New Hampstead. September the 4th, they're home against Savannah. This is a very, very favorable schedule for Appling. I'm just going ahead and throwing that out there. September the 4th, they're at home against Savannah. September 11th, they're at home against Wayne. September 18th, they're at home again against Tattnall. September the 25th, they're at home again against Brantley. So there is literally the entire month of September where Appling is not going to leave Baxley. They're going to play an entire month at home against teams that are very beatable. On October 2nd, they will head to the road at Johnson. October the 9th, back-to-back road games at Beach. October the 16th, they get a bye. October the 23rd, against the Islands. October 30th, they will go to Tombs. And November the 6th, they will finish at home against Pierce. Holy cow, this is a really good schedule for Appling. Really good schedule. I've got them going 9-1. I've got them beating New Hampstead. They're going to win their first nine games of the year is what I'm picking. Beating New Hampstead, beating Savannah, beating Wayne. Now that is a rivalry game, so that's not a gimme, but beating Wayne, beating Tattnall, beating Brantley, all of those at home except for New Hampstead. And then on the road, back to back, Johnson and Beach, they win those games. And then at home, they get a bye, and then at home against the Islands, on the road against Tombs, and then at home against Pierce. Okay, so the last couple of years, Appling has beat Pierce in that last game of the season, which turned into de facto region championship games. I'm going to have them losing to Pierce this year in the Bears' Den. I've got them beating Tombs on October the 30th, on the road. I've got them winning on the road at Tombs and then losing at home on November the 6th to Pierce. So I'm picking Appling to go 9-1. So this is very easy, right? Best case scenario, I'm picking them to go 9-1. Best case is 10-0. I don't think there's any shot that they lose to New Hampstead. I don't think there's any shot they lose to Savannah, Tattnall, Brantley, Johnson, Beach, or the Islands. I don't think there is a snowball's chance that Appling loses any of those games. Not a one. So 10-0 is very possible. They close out the year by beating both Toombs and Pierce, and there's your 10-0 season, and, of course, winning the rivalry game against Wayne. There's your 10-0 year. Worst-case scenario, again, I just told you that there are seven games on this schedule that that Appling is not losing. The three games that they have a chance of losing, Wayne, Toombs, and Pierce. If they drop all three of those games, that is their worst-case scenario. A 7-3 worst-case scenario for Appling. And I'm picking them to beat Toombs on the road and then losing to Pierce at home in the season finale. But that could flip-flop. I don't see them winning both of those games. So they could very easily lose to Toombs and then turn around and beat Pierce, even though I don't think they're going to beat Pierce 3 years in a row. So I'm picking them to go 9-1. It's feasible they go 10-0 if they can win the Wayne, Toombs, and Pierce game. And then again, I mean, the only games they have a chance of losing in this on the schedule, unless their bus just doesn't show up, is Wayne, Toombs, and Pierce, 7-3. So Appling's going to, even if they had the worst case scenario unfold for them, that's still probably good, not probably, that is still going to be good enough to get them into the playoffs, even with these crazy rankings that they're going to use. We'll get used to the rankings as they go, but Appling's going to be a playoff team. John David Sellers in his first year with the Pirates, unless he just can't coach a lick, is going to get them into the playoffs with at least a 7-3 record, potentially an undefeated season, which they would love him if they did that, and even 9-1. I mean, what a great situation to step into if you're a head coach coming over from another program. That's fantastic.
Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Camden County Wildcats released their 2026 football schedule last week, and this is what it looks like. Camden will open up on the road at Glenn County Stadium, taking on the Brunswick High Pirates on August the 21st. The Wildcats will also travel to Benedictine, Lowndes, and Valdosta. Camden will host Glenn Academy, Godby, Ed White, West Broward, Richmond Hill, and Colquitt. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game? But you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, Luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.